Puppy and Theotony usually speak in English with Mr. Washburn. They both went to school in the States, Puppy to Yale, which poor Mommy always mispronounces jail. The first time she met Mrs. Washburn, Mommy bragged that her husband had gone to jail. The consul's wife smiled tensely and said, "Oh dear, that's too bad," which baffled Mommy completely, as she thought Yale was the school where the best families in the United States educated their sons. Theotony always joins us for meals, not that he eats much. Sometimes he tells about what happened to him in the last few months, how the SIM raided one of the meetings he was at with friends, how he managed to get away, but rather than come home and put his family at risk, he went into hiding, going from one safe house to another, never sleeping more than a few hours a night. He's still real nervous all the time, jumping up whenever the door bangs or Lorena drops silverware on the floor. He's attentive to everything, noticing Lucinda's rash and Mundine's bitten nails. "It's una vergüenza," he keeps saying, his jaw tensing, ashamed that children can't be children anymore in this suffering country. Poppy is nodding little nods like those dogs with springs in their necks that people put in the back windows of their cars. "Democracy," Poppy says, "but democracy is only the beginning. Education is the key." Mommy hushes them both with her eyes. We have to be careful of being overheard by someone on the SIM secret payroll. Lorena was recently caught cleaning the desk drawers in Poppy's study. Poppy and Theotony are so brave. It makes me want to be like Joan of Arc, a courageous girl who heard heavenly voices. But unfortunately, unlike St. Joan, I've yet to hear a voice tell me what I can do to help my suffering country.
Do you know who Joan of Arc was? I've read a little about her. She was this French farm girl who led the French army in defending France against an attack by England about 600 years ago. She claimed that the voice of God spoke to her and told her what to do. I guess Anita wants to help her country the way Joan of Arc helped France. Only Anita hasn't heard any voices, and she has no idea what to do. One other thing. Did you catch that stuff about Lorena, the maid, going through the desk drawers? Mommy has never trusted Lorena, remember? And now she seems more certain than ever that Lorena is a spy for the SIM. Let's keep reading. We're at the top of page 59.